This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A long time ago, I realized that making New Year's resolutions for myself was pretty worthless. I tend not to follow through with them, or I make too many, or I just realize around January 2nd that actually I am going to eat that bread. But that doesn't stop me from making New Year's resolutions, it's just that now I make them for other people. So, if you work at a studio or a network, or let's be honest, if you work anywhere where people tend to email and instant message each other, and if you've ever been tempted to have a direct and frank and maybe slightly rowdy exchange over electronic internet channels, I'd like to introduce four words to your vocabulary, and I'd like you to resolve in 2015 to use them often. The words are, call me to discuss. I'll say that again. Call me to discuss. Someone wants to vent or trash talk or find out what's really going on in a production or with a star or why a deal isn't getting made, and they'll email you with something brassy and direct, probably using business casual punctuation, something like WTF or you know what's happening, or as happens to me occasionally, thinking of hiring X or Y writer, you work with them, right? What's the deal? Good in the room? Why haven't they worked in a while? Be blunt. You simply respond to this request with the four words of 2015. Call me to discuss. Look, when hackers broke into the computer servers of Sony Pictures a few weeks ago, it was hard to imagine it would be worse than losing copies of unreleased pictures and some juicy salary information. But it could be. The worst came a week later when batches of emails were released showing people, and I know some of them, they're good people, they're smart people, they're hardworking and talented, but they made the biggest fundamental mistake of the digital age. Telling the truth to each other in unvarnished language, indelibly in the worst possible way, with a method that both records everything forever in searchable format and that is also ridiculously easy to break into. This business doesn't run on people saying things that they can't take back or deny or change later. Every single TV show or motion picture you have ever seen had its origins in a constellation of lies and half-truths and double-backable commitments. That's how things get moving. And this is not meant as a specific criticism of the executives at Sony. It happened to them first, but we all know, deep down, in the pit of our stomachs, that this can happen to anybody and will eventually happen to everybody. Let's not worship technology. Email isn't more efficient. In their heyday, the two major studios that make up Sony Pictures Entertainment released 100 movies a year, and they did it with big Bakelite desk phones tethered to the wall and Western Union telegrams. Why? Because then you get to say stuff that's true and deny it later, or you have to say stuff that isn't true and get away with it. Lies and denial are, and yes, I'm using this word, the lubrication that makes things happen in Hollywood and probably everywhere else, frankly. And there's not a transaction in the entertainment business that doesn't require lubrication, because there's not a transaction in the entertainment business in which at least one of the parties isn't requiring of it. Call me to discuss is what every email in Hollywood should say in 2015. Make that your resolution for a safe and happy new year. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll change the scenery. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.